proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Today I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript, as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources, at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into part one of this lesson entitled, Guidance for the Journey. Every good Boy Scout or Girl Scout, or naturalist or astronomer, knows that when using a compass to find our way, we first orient ourselves to the north. In the ancient Middle East, however, the direction of the orientation was east, not north. This knowledge is crucial for understanding the scriptures. However, we often need spiritual guidance as well as we navigate the path of life. The Lord promises His guidance as we seek His will and follow Him. We read in Genesis 13, verses 14 and 15, where it says, And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, Lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art, northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. From all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. Hebrew terms are often very organic, meaning that they derive from physical reality. This is especially true of the words for the cardinal directions, as we will see in the study. I do believe that Hebrew, or Paleo-Hebrew at least, was the original language spoken by Adam and Eve, and so many Hebrew words date back to antiquity. The Hebrew word translated as northward, Sphonah, derives from Mount Sephon in modern Syria and north of Canaan, where Abraham was. Although we have no record of Abraham visiting Mount Sephon, he probably knew of its location from his travels. The area called Canaan, to which Abram traveled, is much larger than modern Israel and included is what's often referred today as the Levant. The Arabic name for Sephon is Jebel Akra, and is located on the border of Syria and Turkey near the mouth of the Orontes River and directly on the Mediterranean Sea. One good article that I recently read states, From its importance and its position at the northern end of Canaan, it also became a metonym and later the word for the direction north in the Hebrew language. A metonym is a figure of speech in which a thing or concept is referred to by the name of something closely associated with that thing or concept. For example, the White House is a metonym referring to the United States government. The word southward in the verse from Genesis 13:14 is from the Hebrew Negevah. The Negev is the large desert region that lay south of Canaan and is part of modern Israel. Now note that Beersheba is located in the Negev today. The phrase Dan to Beersheba occurs seven times in the Tanakh referring to the north-south limits of ancient Israel. Today, the city of Beersheba is known as the capital of the Negev. The southernmost city of Israel is Eilat, a resort city on the tip of the Red Sea. The word westward in the verse from Genesis is from the Hebrew word Yamah, which literally means to the sea, referring, of course, to the Mediterranean Sea. In the Tanakh, the Mediterranean Sea is called the Great Sea, Yam HaGadol. In modern Hebrew, it's called Yam HaTikon, meaning the Middle Sea. Finally, the word eastward in our verse is from the Hebrew word Kedemah. The root of this word is Kuf Dalet Mem. Many words come from this root. For example, Kadum, meaning ancient, or Hakdamah, meaning preface, or Mukdam, meaning early. When you think about it, these words have the idea of events in the past. However, there are several words whose meanings have a future time element. Kadima, meaning forward, Kidma, meaning progress, and Kidem, meaning promoted, Mikadem, meaning advance, and of course, Kidma, meaning eastward, towards the sunrise and toward the future. We have discussed the cardinal directions and their importance in the scripture, but even if we know our directions, north, south, east, and west, we can still get lost. In these trying days, it's often difficult to know the correct path in life. The best way to know is by relying on the Lord. He promises to lead us like a shepherd if we will follow like sheep. Now I want to thank you for joining us today for this Hebrew nugget. I invite you to come next time as we hear part two of this program on guidance for the journey. If you'd like to hear this program again, or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply go to ibjm.org. And as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122:6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.